I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, that band, that song, Paramore, never gets old. It never gets old. And I totally associate with Miss Hayley Williams. Besides the fact that she said that I was the greatest interview.
Oh, that'd be why.
Yeah, and she can recognize me by my voice when we do phone interviews. Yet she still hasn't, like, called me on her free time.
Yeah, she's going to just call you up, see what we're going to hang out and chit-chat.
I mean, one of these days, maybe she lost my phone number. Shoot.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, maybe I need to give it to her again. Maybe I need to interview Paramore. Who knows? But, damn, I love that band. I love that song. That's what you get, Paramore. 96.5 The Buzz. I remember once the first guy that I ever learned how to do radio from.
Mm-hmm.
Who was under Laszlo in Seattle, he always said, never say that you've got some and then a band name coming up. Like, coming up, we've got some Red Hot Chili Peppers. He said that was his biggest pet peeve.
Really?
Yeah. His reasoning was, because you know what's coming up. So don't say some if you know what's coming up. And I hear radio people do that all the time. Coming up, we've got some Jet or some Head in the Heart. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it de-legitimizes the band, kind of, because we have some Paramore, you have Paramore.
Oh my God.
What do you think?
I love that. Yeah. I can put the ruler away, Chris. I can put your knuckles are safe.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So I'm not the only person on earth that makes memes.
There's more people than you that do that?
Yeah, I didn't invent memes, even though I have a little meme account, which is so fun, but I haven't updated that in a minute. Yesterday, someone tagged me in a meme about the Buzz.
Oh, what did it say?
Well, I got away from the first tag. The first tag was a meme that said, quote, when you turn on the Buzz for the first time in a while and it's nothing but white SoundCloud rappers and the All-American Rejects, look at how they massacred my boy. That is the first meme about the Buzz that came out yesterday, and thankfully, Laszlo, Slim Fast, and The Buzz were what was tagged in that.
Okay.
So I avoided that, which was very nice. But then, somebody responded and tagged Laszlo and I.
What did it say?
It said, 96.5 The Buzz, circa 2007 to 2018. You can't listen to alt music without being SJW.
SJW?
Yeah.
Social Justice Warrior?
I don't know. I wasn't here from 2007 to 2018. I was like Slim Jim worthy. You can't listen to alt music without being a sexy Jeep Wrangler. I don't know. Wasn't here. And then the next part of it goes, everyone, okay, fine, then we won't listen. 2019, please listen longer while we make fun of you. That was not us, my Buzz family. We never make fun of you. 2020, we're playing Evanescence and Machine Gun Kelly now because no one listens. And that's what I got tagged in.
Oh.
SJW, swanky,
whoa, careful there.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
You know what? I know somebody's giving crap to put the meme out there about how we play nothing but the All American Rejects here on the station, but that song slaps. I don't care.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play it on like Rock Band or anything? The drum part was like, it was hard.
Oh, I never got to play Rock Band, just the guitar one.
Really?
Yeah. I think I could be good at that Rock Band one. Is there a keyboard part of that?
No, it's a rock band, damn it.
There's a keyboard in a... Keyboards in rock bands, aren't there?
Not the kind that you have. You play a piano, which is badass. I love that. I love the piano.
So there's no piano in rock bands?
Mm-mm. I mean, there were synthesizers and stuff back in the 80s. Mm. And now they do synth stuff, but, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. Well, I feel like when you get a piano involved, the song's going to be long. Like, how long is Light My Fire by The Doors? Light My Fire. Length. Ooh, didn't need to see that. That was a picture that... I should have used more context when I was Googling that. The Doors.
I have the length of 7 minutes and 6 seconds.
So that's still shorter than the song that came out on this day in 1968.
Yes.
The super famous song.
Mm-hmm.
The whole version of that song, my God, why it just goes on forever? Repeating the chorus for like the last, I don't know, what, 6 minutes?
Yeah, if you're singing a melody with a song with lots of information, I can understand it.
Yeah, like The End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. They're just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a lot of information. But this is just like, I mean, half of it's Nas. But then again, it's like one of the greatest songs ever written. You know, it's one of the only ones that can pass for being that damn long.
I believe this is one of my mother's favorite songs, but the length of this is... gets exhausting when you're like, we still have 4 minutes left?
How do you feel? How do you think the band felt when they were recording it? They're just like, dude, when does this song end? And the lead singer of that song is just like, keep going. We're going to keep going, buddies. We're going to go keep going. Is that a good impression of him?
It feels from Australia.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Da 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 da. What? The coffee's kicking in. Even though I have a weird top on my coffee. I hate the tops on these new Starbucks cups. What? Hate these new tops on the cups. Tops on the cups. It sucks. You know, the new-ish Starbucks?
Yeah.
Where it's just like...
the extra thick plastic?
Yeah, extra thick plastic, but then it's got a little hole and you're supposed to sip out of it, which is great, but, like, the ice goes through it sometimes, and that makes my coffee drinking not pleasurable.
That's not fun.
I am sorry to all the turtles about
the straws,
but damn. Mm. It's history.
Yeah, it is.
So I can shut up about my first world problems.
August 26th.
Damn, August is flying by.
I'll give you that one.
Okay, I'll take that one. I think that's about right. Chris, tell us what happened on this day. What are we kicking it off with? Oh, 2016.
Yeah. Colin Kaepernick kneels in protest during the national anthem. Here's Colin.
To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand.
Wherever you fall on the line of that, I remember that it was a huge debate. I mean, it's still a huge debate.
Yeah.
Now more players are considering doing that. On a comical note, though, mm-hmm. I was at a wedding in October of 2016, so just a couple months after this happened. The DJ gives me the microphone and goes, here, calm everybody down because you've got to give a speech. And I'm like, isn't that your job? Like, I am
what?
Here. Yeah. It's like, you're a DJ. You can do this. So I got everyone's attention.
Then what?
By saying, all right, can I please have everybody's attention? I'm about to give a speech, and I would like for you to take a knee for this speech. And everyone laughed, and then I went on with my speech.
Oh.
Yeah. Inappropriate joke in 2020. 2016.
Yeah. Shall we continue?
Yep, please. And also, will you cut that from the podcast?
Sure.
Thank you.
On this day in 2015, news reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward are fatally shot on live TV in Virginia.
Do you remember seeing that?
I was in Las Vegas and was watching the news when it happened, the breaking news. It was just mind-blowing.
Live?
Yeah.
Don't you have a weird Facebook group that you're a part of?
Yeah. It's just a Facebook group called Did I Watch Someone Die? And it's just a group where after you watch the video, you ask yourself, did I just watch someone die? As a funeral director, I need to be...
Yeah, sure. There you go. That's how you get out of that.
I need to try to be... I need to get myself desensitized to the horrors of the world, because that's what I have to deal with every day.
So that is obviously a Facebook group for funeral directors. All right, and what happened on this day in 2013? Please, God, change it.
All 25,000 applicants to the University of Liberia fail their university entrance exam. But there, this may be a good sign.
To some, however, the fail is an encouraging sign of a crackdown on corruption. That the only difference this year is that no bribes were accepted.
Okay, I did some research into this, because what happens when 25,000 people fail an entrance exam at a university? What I found was that there was a giant section on English, and nobody there knew English. Like, why would you put that on that test?
That could prove difficult.
Right.
On this day in 1998, the U.S. Attorney General Jan Arino ordered a review of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.
In 1998?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do some math here. And I know that he unfortunately was assassinated in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later, it's getting to be something important for us to take care of. I mean, what else is on, or at least was on her desk? I feel like some really, really old, old papers at the very bottom. She's just like, all right, let me see what else we got here. Oh, Lincoln sent me a note about saying that slavery's awful. Oh, shoot. Let's deal with that, too. Come on. Why are we re-looking into things 30 years after they happened?
On this day in 1993, Apple Records wins the bidding war for a rare record to the Beatles playing Kansas City and some other guy from 1962 paying $16,000 for the acetate disc. Here's... the Kansas City from the Beatles.
Kansas City, gonna get my paper home. Yeah. I'm going to Kansas City, gonna get my paper home.
Were the Beatles ever in Kansas City? Did they only play in St. Louis? Because I know that they had a show in St. Louis that was their last one, because they decided to just do recordings after a while, because touring wasn't fun. Because why would it be fun if you go into a stadium to play and no one will stop screaming? You know? Did the Beatles ever play?
I'm seeing the Beatles played for 31 minutes in Kansas City at the Municipal Stadium.
1964. Oh, that was the early Beatles, too. Man. How cool would that be to see them?
Oh, that'd be incredible.
Also, why is that the only band that, like, never gets hologrammed? Like, maybe I'll see Amy Winehouse. Maybe I'll see so-and-so. But you put those Beatles in a hologram, put them
that
with Paul and Ringo, who have not passed on.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool show to see.
I'd go. Would you go?
Nah, I'd probably watch it from my couch on YouTube. You know how I do.
On this day, 1987, President Reagan proclaimed September 11th 1987 as 911 emergency day.
There's an elephant in the room. I guess we only had a couple years of that until September 11th became something very, very, very different. What else?
On this day in 1971, the United States Congress declares August 26th as Women's Equality Day, to commemorate the 19th Amendment being signed on this day in 1920, giving the women the right to vote.
1920. How long? 1492? I'm going to use that. 1492. Not that there was voting in 1492, but, you know, 1920. Just 428 years. But today is a big holiday. It's Women Equality Day.
Sure is.
So we're going to celebrate that somehow. Yeah.
On this day in 1968, the Beatles released this song.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
for 7 minutes and 11 seconds.
But I mean, it was the Beatles. You know, where, I don't know where that song starts to go, just to the like, nah, 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 nah part.
Yeah.
That just keeps going and going and going. There's a live video of them performing that, and you just see the crowd just zonking out. I mean, we're talking like 68. People were probably high as hell, and they're just like, well, this song ever ends.
That'd be a good time to go get your drinks or go to the bathroom. On this day in 1907, Harry Houdini escapes from chains underwater in under a minute.
I tried to figure out how he did this, but my God, any story about how Harry Houdini escaped from underwater in chains, it just like goes on and on and on, and it babbles and babbles and babbles. Like, I was on the toilet, and I read like 5 articles.
Really? And it didn't give you any information that was...
It probably did somewhere in there, but it was just taking forever to get it. So instead, I found a magician joke.
Oh, okay.
All right. Magician says, I can make anything disappear. Audience goes, proof. Magician says, I can make disappear.
Can you play that boo soundtrack, sound effect you have?
I can make anything disappear. I can make disappear. It's gone. Yeah, that's where we're at. Coronavirus has ruined everything. And now we're dead inside. Okay.
Honestly, in local history, in 1873, the first free kindergarten in the United States was started by Susan Blow in a suburb of St. Louis.
Yeah. She taught 42 students that first year.
Yeesh.
She paid for everything.
Yeesh.
Not only that, she didn't, I know, right? And she didn't get compensated for her work that year teaching 42 students.
What a Wonder Woman.
I know, right? And I looked it up, man. Teaching people's little babies that are like on the fence about being potty trained and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What kind of money do you deserve to teach kindergarten?
Low six figures.
I'm with you. God, the average in Missouri is 30. The average in Kansas is 32. That is the Lord's work. Teachers, you're doing the Lord's work, especially now with all the crap going on. All right, let's move on to unofficial holiday. Please, God, please, please, please tell me that you're saying something about Women's Equality Day, please.
Yes, in addition to being Women's Equality Day, it is also Dog Day.
You can't just give us one. You can't just what? Do you remember what happened earlier in the year? It was National Women's Day, and it fell on a day where we changed the clock, so we lost an hour, so it was 23. God, dude.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Social media opens up a whole new closeness that you feel like you can get to a celebrity or your favorite artist.
Yeah, before you had to possibly find an email address from something, but now it's just, we've got these direct connections.
Direct connections, you can look into their houses, you know, like there's a picture of so-and-so just chilling on their couch watching TV. You can see what kind of TV they have. Just kind of something to make them seem normal, because before, when the only information you'd get from them was like magazines or whatever they were doing, or even videos, being a celebrity was kind of like a mystery. You know, back in the day, those were total mysteries. Like everybody in the like early silent / beginning of the talkies, they were all gay as hell. Look it up. They were. Nobody knew until like way after everyone died, because, you know, they didn't have social media, obviously. Like, their lives were what they would let you see, and that was it. And so, I don't know. Has a celebrity ever liked anything that you have done?
The actor that played Creed, I think his name is actually Creed Bratton from The Office, liked one of my posts and commented back on Twitter from something.
So isn't that the greatest feeling?
It is. You do feel so connected and close, like you're best friends now.
Right. And you kind of feel like, since you have that connection, you're devoted to them in a certain way, you know?
Yeah, you get some loyalness to them.
Yeah, or you're loyal to them, for sure. And, you know, being in the radio industry, you get to meet a bunch of bands and, you know, you become friends with them or you don't become friends with them. You follow them on social media. It's so cool to see, if you're hearing this Instagram, it's so cool to see someone with a blue check mark like your stuff and comment back, because you have broken down the walls and made a connection with someone that is someone you admire. Mm-hmm. And so even I kind of freak out when certain people over quarantine, Dateline NBC called my ass out.
What?
The official TV show, Dateline NBC. Yeah. The guy, one of the guys on Dateline just had like no chill. He's talking to somebody that had been through a really traumatic situation, and he was just up in the guy's face, like talking through the voice coder that the kidnapper used on him. And the guy's like, oh, that's really creepy. Like, that you gave me chills. Yes, because that dude's been kidnapped. And that's the voice coder that was used. That voice is going to be in that dude's head, right? So I went on Instagram, uploaded a video of him doing that, and I was like, this dude from Dateline has no chill. Next thing I know, 10 minutes later, I look in my DMs, and Dateline NBC, little blue check mark, messaged me. And they messaged me a really creepy GIF and said, yeah, he's got no chill. I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know, but
that's
now
cool.
I watch every single episode of Dateline because I feel like I made a connection with that person. And so let me tell you how much I was freaking out yesterday when I posted a photo on my Instagram, Instagram.com/JordanSilver Jordan with an I. Posted a photo of me wearing a t-shirt that I just purchased for, it's of Tegan and Sarah and their 2004 album, So Jealous. One of my favorite, top three favorite albums of all time. And I was like, searching through on the internet, I found it. I was like, you know what? Yeah, nobody has that. Mm-hmm. So I want to get this Tegan and Sarah shirt. And then I tagged them. We all do that. If we're doing something special, we kind of tag the celebrity. Maybe.
Hope.
Right. And oh my God, they commented. Did you see it?
I sure did. What was your first inner reaction when you saw that?
Well, the first, I was like, is this Tegan or Sarah? Because Tegan, I'm still mad at you for hitting on my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
In 2007, but whatever. True. No, but it was incredible. You know, I've met the band. I'm not friends with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I've interviewed them a bunch of times. Not friends with them. So it definitely feels awesome when my favorite band, definitely my favorite band of all time. And they were supposed to be here in June. Thank you, coronavirus. But it felt amazing. Felt like a connection. Oh, my God. They just wrote the word awesome. But still, that's their official Instagram. There's a little blue check mark next to Tegan and Sarah. And of course, it made everybody jealous, which is hilarious because the album that I was wearing a shirt of is called So Jealous. So it made the room for 1,000 jokes.
Oh,
people were like, I'm so jealous. And I was like, well, was so jealous that you can't even work, which is how that song goes. But, I mean, what? Super impressive that my favorite band like that. But the thing was, that's like a vintage Tegan and Sarah shirt. Like, mm-hmm. It's 2004. That was the album, So Jealous.
Yeah.
And I was kind of worried when they liked it because it is a throwback shirt, but it's not an official throwback shirt. Like, somebody made it on Etsy.
What?
Yeah.
It's not officially licensed?
No, it's not officially licensed at all. So Tegan and Sarah see me wearing a t-shirt of theirs that is definitely not licensed. They made no money off of. Their faces are on it, and they wrote awesome. So I'm wondering if awesome maybe means something else.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
I don't even give a care. That was an obscure-ass Tegan and Sarah song. Usually we play Walking with a Ghost, but that was So Jealous from their album So Jealous, t-shirt that I was wearing yesterday. Tegan and Sarah liked it on Instagram. It said, and wrote, awesome. Oh.
Unlicensed merch, that's...
Yeah, let's leave that part.
Like
I know.
Cease and desist.
I'm probably going to get a cease and desist letter, especially being a public figure, but whatever. Thanks for mentioning that part of it.
No problem. Keep that one in the podcast. The text line, they love when celebrities or people message or comment them or like their photos.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, my favorite radio host crew often comments on my Instagram and makes my heart melt.
Ugh, Churchill Laszlo. He has so many followers.
Oh, what is he up to now?
Oh, I'm so jealous of Laszlo and all of his followers. I know he's been here for 20 years. He's as much a part of Kansas City as the Chiefs. But Laszlo the Buzz, 15.5. Okay.
That's like
followers.
W.
Shut up. God.
But someone else texted in, I once got a comment of mine liked by Jordan Silver. That thing is now framed and on my wall, and when my grandchildren ask about 2020, that's going to be the only thing that happened. Aw. And someone else said, you messaged them back on Instagram, and her friends, or them and their friends, freaked out for over a week.
For a week?
For a week.
For a week. It's so interesting when people, you know, think that that's exciting for us. Because I just lay on the couch, right?
Yeah.
And I'd like to get a full view of the Buzz family. Like, I want to follow and know the lives of people that aren't like me so that I can use what they're going through mm-hmm. to also help figure out what we talk about on the radio show. So, yeah, I'll go and, like and follow, like, 10 people at a time that I'll find off of the Buzz's Instagram. And, oh, that's crazy.
What I like to do is if someone follows me from one of the listeners, I go back to one of their early photos. So that means I've drugged through their entire list just to, I care.
No, that's creepy.
Oh.
That's creepy. Oh, my God, yes. You can't like something on someone's Instagram that is that old.
Why not?
Because it meant that you scrolled through their entire Instagram.
It shows that I'm devoted to the listeners.
I mean, Instagram's been around for over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So some people were like 10 when they started it, 20. Now you scroll through, it's a picture of them like with their 7th grade science class or whatever. The thing that happens to me, oh God, I hate this.
What?
Is that I feel like animals are safe, you know? Mm-hmm. If I'm going on somebody's Instagram that's following the Buzz and they're 16, 17, 18, I do still need to know, you know, what they think and the things that are important to them as well for the content of the show. But when I go on a profile like that, I'll find like a picture of like either just a pet or that person and a pet.
Yeah.
And I will like that. Because, you know, it's not like, hey, I'm a creep. You know, I work at this radio station. I'm finding you on Instagram. I'm going to like this post of yours. But the problem is, man, if I had a dollar for every time this happened, I could buy Sour Castle outright.
If what happened?
I don't read the caption first, and it's a picture of, like, someone's dog, and I'm like, oh, that dog is cute. And then I click it and like it, and then I read the caption, and it's that the dog or cat passed away.
Jordan, you have to read before you write. Think before you speak.
Right, because if, you know, then I'm like, ah, damn it. They can't unlike that because they get the, it's like, all right, Jordan Silver liked your dead dog. Jordan Silver didn't like your dead dog. No, Jordan Silver didn't. Oh,
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
God, the word celebrity is so weird. Celebrity.
Celebrity.
Okay, all right. I don't mean like, sorry, the meaning of celebrity is
when someone gets famous and then we all sort of look up to them and want to be around them.
Yeah,
or something?
But then there's also like bad celebrities too. I don't think that's the definition of it. It's just like, you know, it is so unfair that, you know, actors, musicians, TV, radio people get the celebrity status when all we do is sit here and talk about stuff. But then you got like doctors and teachers doing amazing things, and they should be the ones that have this whole following of people that are appreciating what they're doing. But yeah, when we get called celebrities, that makes me feel so weird because we're just two lucky people that are doing a job.
Yeah, I just came from down the hall to say hello. You asked me to sit in a chair and to talk to you, and
you haven't left.
Yeah.
I love that.
People get giddy when we communicate with them. It's just so strange because communicating my whole life has been sort of something I've avoided because I've been afraid to. Because I've been afraid to lack of confidence and everything, but it's a weird position to be put into.
Right, because now, going from thinking that nobody wants to hear what you have to say, to doing a job where there's no exact, you don't get the exact reaction from your audience immediately, so you can just kind of talk about whatever you want to talk about. I can sit here and preach for an hour about how the earth is flat. As long as I don't answer the phones and don't look at the text line, I'm good. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I finally hit the 9,000
You did.
Follower mark. Well, yeah, here's the thing, though. When you get that number, when you start getting really getting up there with Instagram followers,
yeah,
anytime you post anything, like 50 people are just like, I don't want to follow this person anymore. It hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep bouncing around. Oh, I just got 3 new followers. Thank you, Jordan Silver. Jordan with an I. Lasso has 15,500 followers. When's the last time he even posted? Yes, I am being.
He just posts those, not degrading anything Laszlo does, but he just posts his photos of his feet on his desk.
Oh my God, I know. When I came here, when I came here and saw him for the first time in, I think about 10 years,
yeah.
I was like, what's up with these shoes? He's got so many shoes. But he last thing he posted was five days ago. It's the black and white photo of him and Slim Fast that's used for the podcast, yeah. Basically their default photo. And it has 670 photo. Likes.
What? Well, is there anything on Instagram you're like not supposed to do when you're perusing the application?
Yeah, you're not supposed to go all the way back like you do.
Why, though? Is there a time frame? Like, I'm not supposed to go back 3 months, a year? I love going and finding photos from a decade ago.
Oh, man. That's a lot of work. You're just like, all right, I am a stranger to this person. And all of a sudden, they just spent 45 minutes scrolling to get to the beginning of my Instagram.
How does that person feel knowing that I've spent my time to scroll through their thousands of photos to get to their first few ones?
They're about to go spend the same amount of time on the computer trying to figure out how to get a restraining order against you.
Oh.
I think. I mean, there's like subtle rules. Ugh, oh my God, you're at $8.99. Where's your blue check mark? I know. We got a text in. It says, I always love when Chris likes pictures of my 2-year-old son. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel less like a creep when I like every single picture of his daughter. You do post a lot of photos of your daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the most adorable thing, but
I try not to want to influx the, you know, the public procession of my daughter.
No, do it. No, she's so cute. Are you kidding
everything,
me?
But yeah, she's adorable.
You could update like 50 photos of her a day and everything will be fine. She's so adorable. But yeah, I mean, as a public figure and this is your little baby, is it weird that people like it?
I appreciate when the other parents like the photo because it's something we have in common. We can relate to it. But when the childless...
Yeah.
Older men
right.
like the photo and say, ooh, yeah. It's like,
who says ooh, yeah to your not even 1-year-old daughter yet?
You don't want to know.
Oh, I thought you said me. Me.
No.
Ugh.
It's
so the person that sent that text, I asked them, do you have any rules about liking photos of children on Instagram? Because this is something that pops up when you're just perusing, trying to find people to follow. And a good amount of parents have their own Instagram dedicated to their children. Mm-hmm. And so I'll scroll down and just be all their children. I'm like, can I like this or not? It's their first day of school. That's cool. You know?
Yeah.
But like, I am part of the childless, the barren and childless. So the person that texted us in about that, I asked them and they said, I usually only like photos of kids that were born a year or so from my son's age. It feels less creepy.
Mm.
That's kind of an interesting rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got a kid, you've got a kid. So I have no excuse.
So I can like other children's toddlers, but if someone's like 14-year-old daughter, just avoid
that. Yeah, you got to avoid that. You got to avoid that at all costs. Do not like the 14-year-old, 15, 16, 17.
So something may have happened to me that relates to this the past week.
Hmm.
I had a classmate come visit Kansas City, and on her Instagram stories, they were in a pool at some local Kansas City hotel. I was like, hey, I sent her a message. You're close to me. Because we haven't seen each other in years, but when I sent the message, I did it sends like the screenshot of when I clicked the message.
Mm-hmm.
It was of her 9-year-old daughter in a swimsuit jumping into a pool.
Did you feel creepy?
Oh, yeah. I felt like my white van was just waiting outside in the back. I was like, how do I apologize? I did not mean to send this on your...
Did they write you back?
No.
Oh!
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Where did all my good friends go?
Ashley, I see you. I see you on Instagram right now. One person has gone all the way back to the beginning of my Instagram, which started, my first update was July 16th, 2011. Jeez. Went way back there and started liking stuff. So all of a sudden, all these old photos of me popped up. And I know what you're doing, girl.
I remember that first photo because I believe... I'm not sure when it was, but it was a while ago, maybe over a year ago, that I scrolled through your entire feed to find your first photo.
Yeah, actually, the comment says 66 weeks ago, so over a year. 3 likes on my very first photo, that is it. It says, do you know how long it took me to scroll down to this? And then the girl who is now at the very beginning of my Instagram, goes, for real. Damn. I didn't even think there was that much time.
See, but don't you feel somewhat connected or loved or cared for by this woman because she spent so much time thinking of you?
You make me do this on the radio? What do you want, my real radio answer or my... Actually, this just is really depressing that back in the day, like, nobody liked or commented on my anything. So different. Also, that I was way skinnier. Way skinnier back then.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Tell them about their money, Chris.
Can I do the 7 a.m. news recap first?
Shoot, yep, please, 7 a.m. news recap.
Spotify released the most streamed songs of the summer with DaBaby's Rockstar being number one.
I sound like Marge Simpson.
Casey Parks board is considering a proposal to turn the Volkier thoroughfare to MLK Jr. Body camera should be here for KCPD by October.
Woohoo! All right, why is everything a Simpson?
And Bella Thorne is trending on Twitter after she joined OnlyFans and made over $1 million in 24 hours.
Does that make you want to join it?
Can I ask my wife if she wants to join it?
You sure can.
$1 million in a day, Jordan.
What? Anyway, go ahead. All right, move on.
Well, the IRS just announced it will send out 50,000 stimulus checks next month. This is the catch-up economic impact payment, which relates to all the mistakes that the IRS made in processing the original payments.
God, you know what happens when we make a mistake to the IRS? You go to jail.
Yeah.
When they make a mistake, it's like, we'll get you. We'll get you. What else is going on?
There's nothing you need to do. They'll take care of all that. If you believe that.
Yeah, right? Also believe in Santa? Because Santa is real. Santa is real.
He's been on our show.
Many a times, yeah.
And dozens of rescued animals arrived at Wayside Waifs in Kansas City early yesterday morning from Louisiana due to the Hurricane Laura that's approaching. 12 cats, 37 dogs arrived and will be available for adoption in the next several days.
Oh, my God. And today is National Dog Day.
Yeah.
So maybe get yourself a dog or cat. Like, we love cats on this show. I always feel bad when KC Pet Project used to come in, because no one can come in because of COVID anymore, and they would only bring in cats. It's like, no, I like dogs, too. I mean, I love cats, though. What else?
The lone surviving Labor Day event, the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, yeah, in the woods.
Holding on.
Yeah.
Has been canceled. Oh. Well, they state it is clear that the current state directives will not change significantly in time to allow the festival to open this fall.
We can't even pretend. Well, there was a plague back then, too, so I guess this is correct. That's fine. It's just so funny to walk around the Renaissance Festival and see people just eating a chicken leg. Or what? Is it a turkey leg?
Just giant turkey leg. That's what they do. And a rock fell at the Grand Canyon, which revealed footprints that they allegedly claim are 313 million years old. And if it turns out to be the case, it is the earliest evidence of vertebrate animals walking in sand dunes.
Who's... You know people that can estimate things? You're very good at estimating the humidity outside. It is a natural talent. Buzz family, he is within 2 to 3 degrees. Always when he guesses the humidity, or people that can guess the value of things or appraise things. Like, who's the expert that's like, oh, you know what? That rock looks like how many millions of years?
313.
Not 312. No. Like they lick their finger and then they rub it and they're just like, mm-hmm. No, 313 million years.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Everybody knows DMV sucks. I bought a car in Kansas, live in Missouri. That is a pain in the butt. Every rule is different a little bit. The paperwork, you have to go to the four corners of the earth to be able to get all the paperwork that you need just to be able to do this. So a friend told me a couple days ago about this place called the Missouri License and Title. It's like an independent business. It's on the Armor and Gillum. And just seemed too good to be true. You and I checked it out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. For $20, they do everything for you?
Yeah, you just bring in your crap. This is what we read. You bring in your crap, and they sort it all out and do that part of life for you. To get, you know, Postmates, you know, when you're hungover and you're like, I'm really hungry, but there's no way I'm getting out of this bed. Postmates does you that favor mm-hmm. and brings you the food. It's like the same version of that, but regarding a car. And when we looked up this place, the Missouri License and Title business, there was a website for it, but there were tons of reviews.
Yeah, I couldn't find any information regarding, but people were raving about how awesome this place was.
Right. I even went on Reddit where you are people are not nice, and they were super nice about it. Said, this is the gem. This is the place that you need to go. We're not sponsored by this place whatsoever, Buzz Family. I found this because one of my friends used it. And so it just seemed too good to be true. Too good to be true. And but I did it anyway. You want to know why? Because I'm down for that. I went in right after the show yesterday. I walked in. It was so easy. I was like, is this legal? Like, what are we doing? It was so easy. It felt like it had to be illegal. But it was totally legal. I just handed the guy that was working there just my folder of crap, stuff that I saved. Mm-hmm. He sorted it out. He clicked on his little blah, blah, blah calculator and gave me a number, which was fine because I hadn't paid the sales tax on it yet. It had all that mixed in there. And he's like, okay, you can pick up your tags here on Friday.
Do you? They could charge way more for their services.
Don't tell them that.
No.
Actually, you don't have to say that because I walked in and they were listening to our competitor alternative station in there. Which was fine because I had mentioned just like slightly that I had talked about them on the radio.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what show are you? And I go, oh, I do mornings on the Buzz. And they're like, Afentra? I'm like, oh. Oops. No. But they did give me the option to get an actual new license plate if I didn't like the numbers that were in mine.
They let you choose?
Yeah, they could do that too.
What? Like personalized license plate?
Yeah, of course you have to come pick it up after it's officially been made and everything.
Okay.
But I have had personalized license plates before, vanity plates. Have you?
I have not.
Okay, I have had two in my life.
You have. What were they?
The first one my dad did, okay? It was my very first car, and he got catch 22 because I played softball, and 22 was my number.
Aw, that's adorable.
Right.
Means something.
Yeah, and then a couple years later when I got my own car, RCKSTR.
RCKSTR. Jordan.
RCKSTR.
Jordan, you got yourself that license plate?
That said Rockstar. Yeah. Best part, though, people were always like, Rickstar? I don't know what it is about looking at RCKSTR. You don't think Rockstar, you think Rickstar. This was 2001, okay? This is when nautical tattoos and stuff were cool. We were wearing giant shorts. I could be a rock star in my crappy Mazda. Never mind.
How long did you have this Rockstar license plate for?
5 years. Just driving around with a license plate that says Rockstar. My car got egged a lot.
What?
Yeah.
What made you get rid of it then?
I realized how stupid it was to drive around in a car that's. Plus, I was sick of cleaning egg off of my car.
Well, self-awareness.
You know, I don't know. Sometimes you feel, cool, you know, while you're trying to figure yourself out. Yeah, I'm a rock star. Oh, my God. God, looking back, this is mortifying. Damn it, I hate that you've never had a personalized vanity license plate.
I want to get one.
What would it say?
Actually, this is going to be very esoteric, but I want it to be Z7Z7.
What does that mean?
It just looks cool when it's on the plate. It looks like Arabic.
Oh, great. So you're going to be one of those jerks.
Yes.
At a red light where everyone's like Z7Z7. Because we do that as drivers in cars.
All the time.
Look at personalized license plate and like, all right, you're trying to say something clever to me, and I am going to decipher that before this light turns green. We've actually put together, you and I, some lists of interesting personalized vanity plates to see if we can figure out what the hell they're trying to say. And we're going to do this all right after.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
My friend that was a horrible driver had a vanity plate that said DTBCH. DTBCH. What do you think BCH is?
Bitch.
Right? DT. You could only have so many letters. It was dat bitch. because she was an awful driver. So people, you know, when you figure out what a license plate says.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's dat bitch. Oh, yeah. Dat bitch are calling them that. Dat bitch, you suck at driving. I hate you, dat bitch. Right. But we are talking about vanity plates, personalized license plates. I had two in my life because I was not hugged enough as a child. So I had to show the world how I felt about things. Catch 22. My dad gave me that one because I was a softball player. My number was 22. And RCKSTR.
Do you have any photos?
Oh, yeah. Dad? Yeah. Yeah. Rockstar. Yeah, or Rickstar, depending on if you wanted to give me crap. But you found a list of a couple interesting, clever vanity plates. And I'm going to go over these on air and see if we can figure out what they say. Because that is a game that you play in the car. Yeah, everybody does.
It's one of Miss B's favorite games when I bring her to her nails and hair. She loves doing that.
To try to figure out what clever thing someone is trying to say with their license plate. Mm-hmm. All right, so this first one, will you read it out and then we'll see if we can figure out
what it is. LYTSBR.
LYTSBR. Lit. You know what these are, right?
Sure do.
Okay, lit. Saber, list. Nope. What is it?
Lightsaber. This would be a Star Wars fan.
Oh, lightsaber. Nope, I wouldn't have got that one. Let's keep going.
All right, the next one is IMBXDIN.
God! These are hard. I'm BXDIN. I'm ambidextrous.
Oh, you had it first, but no.
I'm, all right, I am. When you see I am on a vanity plate, they're normally referring to themselves. Yes. I am BXDIN. Bixdin. Box dinner. Bixdin. What?
You're so close. I'm
BX. Just say it.
I'm boxed in.
I'm boxed in. Well, okay, I see. Now the D should have stayed. All right, whatever. Keep going. Keep going.
All right, the next one is ESCUZME.
S cuz me. S cuz. ESS cuz S. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo.
Excuse me.
Oh, we are trying to figure out some vanity plates that Chris has found because this is a game and this is what we do. And it's a pandemic and there ain't nothing to do in life and there's no concerts to tell you about and there's no like new real news because it's all crazy. So this is what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one is CYABRO.
Is it? What does it say about me that this one, boom, immediate? What does it say about me that CYABRO, my brain goes, see ya, bro.
You say that a lot in your life?
Maybe. See ya, bro. See ya. Maybe it's because it has bro on it. I don't know. All right. Next vanity plate.
CHZNBER.
CHZNBER. CHZNBER. Cheesenber. Chazen. Chazenber. Choose it. CHZNBER. I can't even do the unscramble game when I watch Supermarket Sweep. I don't know why I'm doing this on the radio right now. CHZ. Cheese is the first word. Cheese.
Yes.
Cheese and BER. Cheese and beer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Cheese and beer.
Oh. All right, cheese and beer. All right, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Getting the hang of it. The next one is N-C-S-T-M-O-M.
Well, obviously the last word's mom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's an N-C-S-T. N-C-S-T. N-C-S-T mom. Incest mom.
Nope.
Well,
I mean, kind of.
What is it, then?
I believe it's supposed to be nicest mom.
Oh, what does it say about me that I see N-C-S-T-M-O-M and incest?
I hope that's not the problems that you're dealing with.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.